The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. It's a beautiful day.
Aging works in different ways for everyone. It all starts from the inside. Welcome to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. We'll show you how the latest breakthroughs in understanding how to balance and optimize your body, proper nutrition, and supplements work together to keep you looking young, losing weight, and feeling rejuvenated. Now, here's Dr. Tang and Alexandra.
It's a beautiful day.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to the Health and Beauty for Life show. I'm Dr. Tang, and I have my co-host, my lovely co-host, Alexandra.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Health and Beauty for Life show. And today, Dr. Tang, I'm actually excited about our topic because I think this new diet that you're going to, well, it's not too new, but this diet that you're going to talk about today really revolutionized the diets of all diets. I feel like it's quite amazing, and the results are amazing. And if you fit the right, if you're the right person for this program, I think it's great. And it being right before the holidays, we all put those guilty pounds on during this very festive season, which we should. We should enjoy our time out there with our friends and families and have a good time. But it'll give our listeners something to think about coming January when they're trying to put maybe their work clothes back on or fit into a suit again and it's a bit too tight.
Well, you know, I think I wanted to talk about this to kind of get people at least thinking about it. And as you said, the holidays is a very trying time, at least in terms of weight. And so we do enjoy ourselves, and we often will try to figure out what can I do. And so I wanted to at least talk about this subject area in December. So like you said, in January, when we make our promises, our resolutions, and say, I'm going to lose some weight, that this will actually give you that opportunity, that it gives you the tools to do this. And you know, when we look at the various diets out there, and there's so many diets out there, so much to read about, I think this, in my opinion, fits the bill in terms of providing the ability to lose weight, I believe, efficiently, in a safe way. And when I say safe way, I think under proper supervision, with the right guidelines and guidance. And there's many advantages to losing weight this way. So this is why I wanted to talk about this diet. Now, the diet that we're going to talk about is called the HCG diet. And like Alexandra said, this may or may not be new to you. I think most people still have not heard about this, actually. It is actually being at least a little bit more popularized by some of the media outlets there. Dr. Oz, for instance, who is a national host, a doctor, he has a show, and he's actually talked about it twice on his show. We actually have been on several news stations talking about the ACG diet as well, locally in our region of the Bay Area as well. So this is actually getting a little more popular as people hear about this. And I believe it's getting more popular also because, you know, people are seeing differences. People are seeing weight loss, and, you know, things that have helped people generally will be able to gain interest as people hear about this more and more. Now, I wanted to go over this diet because there's so much out there that sometimes is either confusing, misleading, and so I wanted to hopefully help people understand this diet. Now, For you who do not know anything about ACG, it is a hormone, and this is a hormone called human chorial CHR chorial gonadotropin. This is actually a hormone that's actually made naturally. It is a hormone that's only produced by a female or a woman. And this hormone particularly is only made during the times of pregnancy. So we call this the pregnancy hormone. This hormone is basically made when the egg and sperm come together. And basically this helps the developing ovum and sperm, the fertilized egg, to grow into a fetus, which eventually becomes a human being. So during this time, this is when a lot of ACG is made, and it helps to grow the baby. Now, this is the same hormone that if you were to check a urine pregnancy test where it says plus or minus, they will be checking this particular hormone. So ACG is a hormone that for a long time was thought to grow the baby. But a long time ago, there was a doctor by the name of A.T. Simmons. This is way back in the 40s and 50s. He actually started to make some observations about this particular hormone. And one of the observations was that ACG possibly had other functions. And the history goes is that when he was a British doctor, and when he was actually in India, he noticed that women who were actually very malnourished and underweight were still having normal-sized babies. And he thought to himself, you know, how could this be? And somehow he got into this idea of the ACG hormone helping this growing fetus. And so these mothers were actually delivering normal-sized babies, 6 pounds or so. And so he thought that ACG served a purpose, and that was to release fat from the mother's stores to help feed and grow the baby. And it's one of the interesting things that I actually talked to a patient of ours a little while ago, and she was an older lady, and she actually met Dr. Simmons actually when he was still alive. And I think this is back in Europe where he was actually practicing, and he had told her, I think this is back in the 70s, that this discovery that he made was actually just by accident. It was just purely an accident. It was just, a chance that he made this discovery. But what he found was is that if you use ACG in non-pregnant women, you can actually mobilize the fat. And so he started to go with this theory. And so back then, they were able to actually isolate the ACG. And he basically took patients and hospitalized the patients. And he would actually just experiment with different types of dosages, different types of foods, and how many calories. And he found and figured out this formula. And he published this, actually, in one of his manuscripts. And so the ACG diet was basically born in the 50s. And we still continue today. And so what he really discovered was the fact that the ACG mobilizes fat, and it allowed fat that was actually locked away, and he called this fat the abnormal fat. So basically, if you look at yourself and you stared at the mirror and you said, okay, what fat do I hate the most? That was really the abnormal fat. And so this fat was actually the fat that's targeted by ACG, and what it does is that it allows your body to access this fat. So I compare it as the key. ACG is the key which allows the body to access this fat. And when you have access to this fat, which you probably normally just wouldn't, your body actually starts to feed off its own fat. So this is how you are able to lose fat weight. And in doing so, you can actually lose a considerable amount of fat weight. So in his manuscript, actually, he felt that, in 40 days, actually, you could lose like 20 pounds for women, and we get like 25 pounds for men. So you can actually lose a good amount of fat. Now, he did this, and he treated thousands and thousands and thousands of patients. He trained a good number of doctors during that time. And so he published this, and what had happened was is that in the 70s, other doctors in other countries were very interested. They tried to actually reproduce his results, but what they failed to do was they failed to follow his protocol, which he said strictly, if you don't follow my protocol, you're not going to have the same kind of results. So these doctors end up trying to do the same thing, which they didn't, and they published these results, and the results weren't as good. In fact, they found that ACG did not cause any weight loss because they didn't do his protocol. So eventually, the diet lost favor and it disappeared. In the 2000s, or actually probably in the 1990s, doctors started to resurrect his protocol, and they started to just follow it. And if you follow the protocol like he suggested, and it's fairly simple, and once you understand it, you start to lose weight. And so for the past 10 years in the United States, I would say the popularity of ACG has become such that it is today, which is a very intriguing type of diet with very good results. Now, one of the controversies or one of the controversies that people talk about is the fact that, you know, you're injecting something and that is considered not very natural, which I'll explain to you later that it is fine. Another thing that really kind of stirs people's ire, I guess, is the fact that it is a very restricted diet, and it's considered what they consider a 500-calorie diet. So most people, once they hear 500-calorie diet, they automatically assume that, oh my gosh, this is a horrible diet. It's very dangerous. You cannot do this and manage this. And because of this, people start to say, well, wait a second. I don't know if I can really do this. I don't know if this is safe. So let's just talk about that for a moment and explain how this works. So what he found was that you have to actually signal to the body to actually activate and mobilize and actually eat up this fat. But you have to restrict the calories, and you have to actually eat a certain type of calories in order for you to do so. So when you follow this more restrictive diet, you will be able to burn the calories. So it is something that once you understand that the fat that's released from your body, your body has the ability to use this fat, and it uses it to feed itself. So you're actually getting lots of nutrition and calories. So some people think that you can get 2 to 3,000 worth of calories. So you're actually getting 2,000, let's say, plus 500. So you're actually getting 2,500 calories. So this will be plenty of calories to sustain everyday functions. So now we're coming to a break. I wanted to further elaborate on the diet itself and give you more details on the ACG diet. So please stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have a child in your life with autism, there may be a lot of questions that you need answered. What if your child has recently been diagnosed? Or maybe you have a question about treatment that your child is currently undergoing. For answers to these and more, tune into Autism Spectrum Radio. Our guests will include parents and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Health and Wellness is about making lifestyle choices that make us feel good about ourselves. It's easier knowing what to do than it is doing it. Listen to The TAMS, Toward a Magnificent Self, Health and Wellness Show, with your host, Tammy Anastasia, MA. Tammy will explore and uncover the answers to what gets in the way of our motivation. Through her expertise and occasional guest experts, Tammy will inspire and motivate you to make realistic lifestyle changes. Listen live every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to johntang at rejuvemedical.com. That's J-O-H-N, Tang, at R-E-J-U-V-E medical.com. Now, back to this week's show. It's a beautiful day.
Thanks for staying tuned. This is Dr. Tang with Alexandra, and you're listening to the Health and Beauty for Life show. We're happy to take your phone calls. Our phone number here is 866-472-5792. We're also happy to take your email messages. Our email address is johntang, J-O-H-N-T-A-N-G, at rejuvemedical.com. Today we're talking about the ACG diet, and we're talking about some of the interesting facts about the ACG. Now, one of the arguments or concerns, I should say, for the ACG diet is this 500-calorie diet. And one obvious concern is that, you know, are you, if you follow this diet, able to function if you only go with 500 calories? And the idea with ACG is that when the ACG mobilizes the fat, it actually sends a signal to the brain to say that you don't need to eat because we have you cover, actually, because we're actually mobilizing all this fat. So the brain actually starts to feel like it doesn't need to eat, and so you are not hungry on this diet. You'll only be hungry at the times of the meals that you normally would be hungry. So ACG really acts as a very strong diet suppressant. Other people feel like if they go on a 500-calorie diet by themselves without ACG, that they would lose the same amount of weight. And the answer to this, and I would really strongly advise people not to do this. I think this is a very unhealthy, could be very dangerous if you do this diet without HCG itself. So you can do this with ACG because the ACG mobilizes the fat, but what else it does is that it actually protects your body's muscles from being attacked. Because what happens is that after about a day or two, you actually end up burning up all your immediate emergency stores that are stored in your kind of liver and muscles. And after that, the body senses that it's in starvation mode. So it starts to actually attack your muscles. And it actually starts to break down these muscles. And when you start to break down muscles, that's when you can start to have a buildup of ketones. And ketones are, it could be very serious if they are built up at a certain amount and certain level. So with the amount of ketones that you will develop without the ACG over time, this can be quite concerning. Eventually, it can cause kidney failure. And so certainly, this is not what you want to do. And therefore, the ACG is necessary. And what the hormone does is that it tells the body that you don't need to break down the muscle, that you have plenty of energy coming from the fat, which is mobilized by the ACG. So this is really what protects you from having this particular problem or complication. Now, with the ACG itself, there is a very strict diet that you have to follow in order for you to be successful. And this is something that will determine your complete success. And in our office, basically, we have a one sheet of paper that people have to follow. So in general, just to kind of give people an idea what kind of things you have to eat and follow, This is actually from his manuscript itself, and there are a few modifications, and we have kind of learned over the years of doing this certain things that he didn't actually clearly state. But in general, people are allowed to have two meals a day. It is a lunch and a dinner type of meals, and you're allowed to have a protein, a vegetable, a fruit, and one carb. The amounts of protein are measured where you have a strict 100 grams that you have to measure. The amount of vegetables is also measured in cups. The sizes of fruits are important, and you do have just simply one type, one of two type of carbs. So you are allowed this allotment for two meals a day. And what we have found is that if you follow this regimen, 95% of the people will lose the intended target weight, which in females is 20 pounds in 6 weeks or 10 pounds in 3 weeks. And for males, it's going to be 10 to 15 pounds in 3 weeks and 20 to 25 pounds in 6 weeks. Now, if you think about that, you know, even losing a few pounds in a diet, even a week, is quite remarkable. But to lose 20 pounds, and our success rate has been 90 to 95%. Now, this is for people who follow the diet. Now, obviously, there are people who are not completely able to follow the diet, and that might be situational, might be social, and so forth. And that's understandable. But people who really follow the diet are very successful. Now, if you start to deviate from the diet and you have a lot of mishaps, for instance, this will definitely affect the amount of weight you lose. And if you're not able to follow the diet at all, then obviously you will not lose much weight. And if not, if anything, lose zero weight. And that's also possible as well. But the idea is that if you follow the diet, it can be very successful. And it's very, I would say, predictable, meaning that follow the diet, you lose the weight. Now, the ACG, for others who know a little bit more about that, it is available in different types of preparations. There are liquid forms, where they do sublingual, there are oral forms of ACG, and there are the injectable forms. Now, I believe that ACG is ACG. However, in the oral liquid form, ACG has one constraint, and that is that it has to actually go through the gut. And unfortunately, there are quite a few people who have gut problems. So there are issues of absorption. So for people who actually take the real ACG, it is possible to get some of that. But for people who have problems, there's oftentimes not enough ACG to be absorbed. And for those people, they will have problems, and they will have a hard time following the diet. I recommend, and this is what we do in our office, to do the injections. The injections is a prescribed medication, so this is something that you would have to go to see a physician for. It is prescribed and is injected, and it is injected into the stomach. The syringes and needles that we use are quite small. They are diabetic sized insulin syringes, so they're quite small, but they are injected, and you would have to do this once a day. Now, there are many people who are very concerned or fearful of doing their own injections, but what we find is that once you actually are taught how to do it, it's quite simple. And for even the patients who are phobic about needles, they are still able to do it. They don't like to do it, but they're able to do it. Now, questions that we always often get is, you know, what about this ACG that I find on the internet? Are they the same things? And the answer is not the same. A lot of the internet preparations actually are homeopathic ACGs, which means that they're not ACG. They may have some properties such as ACG, but they're homeopathic. And what I've heard was that there is what used to be available on the internet, at least in the United States, they've been taking off the market because the FDA has come down hard on these suppliers. And what has happened was that, I guess, there have been unsubstantiated claims, and so these suppliers had to take them off the market. So if you are wanting to do ECG, then it's going to be pretty much where you would have to go to see a physician. Now, I would actually recommend it for the majority of patients, if not all the patients, to be able to go see a physician who is well-trained and experienced with ECG, because, you know, there are people who have different medical problems that you have to be evaluated for. Not anyone can do it, so you have to make sure they're okay. And plus, you know, there are about 15-20% of the people who, you know, have some issue with absorption or some other issue that the physician can really help them through this whole process. So, you know, it's much better, I believe, and much safer to go through a physician. And so, it is, you know, if you're doing it yourself, then you're on your own, of course. You know, if you have any problems, you're out of luck. There's no person to troubleshoot your problem, really. And so, we here, for instance, if there are any questions or concerns, they call us, they email us. We see them actually every week as well. And that's also very important, is that this contact every week is very, very important to establish, because people who come in every week do better than people who do not show up. And because, you know, every week they're forced to show up and say, okay, how you do? And we make sure that all of their issues, questions, concerns are answered. And so we make sure that they follow the diet to the T, and that always ensures that they have a better success. The one thing that we've kind of added, and Dr. Siemens didn't really have, is we do weekly injections as well. And it's a combination of different B vitamins and some what we call lipotrophic compounds. But basically what this does is that it helps the liver to more efficiently process the fat that has been mobilized. And so when you have this and you come in every week for this, the liver is able to mobilize this better. So I feel that it's helpful for the overall weight loss. Patients often like it because the B vitamins also help with energy, which will also help with metabolism, which will help with weight loss as well. So we get this interaction, and the patients really, I think, find it to be very helpful. So that's probably something that Dr. Siemens never did, and that's one of the changes that we have added. And I know many other clinics have also added that as well.
And I also think that in our program, we, you know, because it is a physician supervised, we're able to, you know, kind of change things a little bit, but still following the protocol in sense, like, you know, breaking up the meal if somebody can't, you know, needs to have a little something in the morning, and give them little tips. I think that support, that weekly support, really helps them get through this HCG program, because it really is a tough program. It's really tough, especially if you have a family and you're cooking for your husband and your children, or your wife and your children. It's really tough. So that weekly support is very helpful to the patients.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a tough diet to follow, but the rewards are very great.
Yes.
And, to lose that 20 pounds in 6 weeks is really remarkable. And I don't think there's anything out there that can actually say that we can do this 90% of the time, let's say. So I think that's why it's been so popular for us and for many other clinics as well. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about ACG and probably talk more about any other frequently asked questions, concerns that people might have, to kind of give people a better understanding of the ACG. So stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every weekend, take some time out of your schedule for New Reflections, featuring Dr. Adam Rubinstein. It's a show about all things aesthetic, from skincare to plastic surgery, health and beauty. You'll learn about the aesthetic products and procedures to embrace or avoid. Each show will feature live, virtual, interactive consultations that you'll be able to follow along with, and featured guests from the world of beauty and aesthetics. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubinstein on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
It's a beautiful day.
You're listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to John Tang at resuvemedical.com. That's J-O-H-N, Tang, at R-E-J-U-V-E medical.com. Now, back to this week's show.
It's a beautiful day.
Thank you for staying tuned. You're listening to the Health and Beauty for Life show. I'm Dr. Tang. I'm here with my co-host, Alexandra. Please feel free to call us or email us. Our email address is John Tang, J-O-H-N-T-A-N-G, at resuvemedical.com. Medical. That's R-E-J-U-V-E medical.com. Our phone number here is 866-472-5792. So we're talking about the ACG diet, and we're kind of getting to a lot of, I think, great details about it. There's quite a few things I still wanted to say and really wanted to stress. The one thing is that I do not believe that ACG diet in general, I don't call it really a diet per se, but the ACG program, I don't believe the ACG program is a long, sustainable program. This is not something that you want to continue for the rest of your life. This is meant for people to try to lose weight. It is a short-term program to jumpstart a person's process of losing weight to get them closer to their target weight. This is not to be done for a long-term process. I do not feel that this is actually a healthy diet long-term. It's fine to do short-term, and this is something that I want to really emphasize. The second thing also is that the ACG program does not take into account any metabolic issues or any other problems that people may have that led them to actually get to this state to begin with. So, you know, if you have a problem with your diet to begin with, when you go on the maintenance and the diet that I would recommend, you still have to make changes. You still have to modify your diet, you know, change your behavior, change your lifestyle if that's appropriate. And so those things still need to be made. This is not something that magically with this diet, you will lose the weight and keep this off. So you have to make lifestyle, lifelong changes. And this does not analyze any of the hormonal issues that we've talked about in the past, any vitamin or mineral deficiencies, any problems with the liver, any problems with the gut. So this is something that is not going to do that. So now keep that in mind, but the ACG program is a program that has many, many benefits. And this is very, very important to understand. The one thing is the idea is that it, in a way, it retrains your brain to, in a way, reset your weight set point. Let's just say, for instance, that you were 180 and you got yourself down to 140. With the ACG itself, what it does to the brain is that it recalibrates the brain after the ACG program is finished to be very comfortable at 140. So, in other words, your body, your brain does not have a tendency or an urge to go back, because when we do other types of, let's say, yo-yo diets, a diet, let's say, I compare this to a cabbage diet where you eat cabbage all day and drink water all day, you could lose a substantial amount of weight. But what happens is that in the cabbage diet, for instance, you will actually gain this weight back. As soon as you immediately eat, you'll actually gain this weight back, and so you'll be back at 180. With the ACG diet, your body feels much more comfortable at that weight, and it will stay there. And with the right appropriate behavioral changes, you can really stay there for a long time at least. So this is one definite clear advantage of ACG, is that resetting of your weight set point.
Dr. Chang, I just want to say, so the question comes, maybe a listener may be thinking, so how do we do that? So after you do either 3 weeks or 6 weeks of HCG, we take you through a maintenance phase. And this maintenance phase is, like, as Dr. Tang mentioned, for me, I feel like it is the most important part of the diet, of the program. Because if we keep you for 21 days, if we keep you at 140, or within 2 pounds of 140, you gaining the other 40 pounds back will become very difficult, because as Dr. Tang mentioned, during those 3 weeks, you're recalibrating that set point where you should be. And then in our clinic, we add another 3 weeks to really set it in, and we slowly do a few other things. So as Dr. Tang mentioned, we use this type of program to motivate people, to jumpstart people, and to really try to change bad habits into good habits, because this diet really doesn't allow you to have sugars and the bad carbs and fats. And so if you do this for 6 weeks, it's a long time, and you actually develop healthy habits in those 6 weeks. And I think that's why this program is very successful. And I think that's why patients are very happy and they keep the weight off.
One of the things, just to kind of elaborate what you said, Alexander, was the idea that when you do the 6 weeks of a very restricted amount of calories, in a way your stomach kind of shrinks. And so after you finish, your body is not able to handle the same kind of load of food that you normally would be doing. So when you try to eat that amount of food, the stomach says, wait a second, you know, I've had 6 weeks or whatever length of time, I'm not used to that. And so the body will feel a little comfortable in doing that. So that helps in trying to limit the amount of food that you eat as well. So that could be a very useful idea. And so when people get back to a normal diet, it is much easier to transition to a normal, healthy diet.
And a lot of the patients say if they try to eat bad, they feel sick. Like because they've been eating healthy for so long, it's actually, you know, 9 weeks, even 12 weeks for patients in our clinic, that when they, you know, want to eat something bad, they say, oh, I actually try to eat bad and I felt really yucky. So it really does help jumpstart new eating habits, a new lifestyle change in eating.
The one thing I would say that's also very exciting for patients is that with the ACG diet, it is something that people can see change in the weights. And you know, the first week, the patient often will lose 5 to 8 pounds in the first week. And, you know, when people start to see really tangible results right in front of the eyes, and they can see a half a pound a day, at least in the first week at least, you know, this really starts to excite people or motivate people. And when people start seeing this, they really start to kind of believe into this whole idea that this is going to work for them. And this helps them just kind of get their spirits lifted. And so as people start to lose more weight, they get more motivated to go back on their, you know, exercise regimens. And when they finish the program, they're much more excited to really maintain or trying to lose additional weight. And so this really helps with people's exercise regimens, because they see that and they want to lose more or maintain it. So this is a very exciting type where people will actually see results very quickly.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about the ACG that really I think separates ACG from any other diet, and that's, you know, anything out there, is the fact that the weight that you lose, it's really a different type of fat that you lose. And so I'm going to really stress this point. When you lose the fat, and like I said, it's the fat that you hate the most, the fat that you lose is really the deep fat. And when you lose this this fat, it is where, as you shrink down, the skin follows it, whereby you don't develop any excess skin folds. So when you start to lose a lot of weight in any other diet, what tends to happen is that the fat that you lose tends to be really on the surface of the skin. And when you lose that, then the skin just drops. And so if anyone has ever seen anybody who's had a gastric bypass, I use this example all the time, you know, someone who loses 40, 50 pounds with a gastric bypass. And for you people who don't know what gastric bypass is, it's a surgery that basically either cuts their stomach and repositions the stomach so the stomach is much smaller so people cannot eat as much. When you go through that type of program, you will actually lose a lot of weight, but the weight, everything is on the surface and the skin just drops. And it could be inches and inches. We've seen people's stomach that went from their stomach down to, let's say, their thighs. So lots of loose skin. And there's no way of helping these people unless they get a tummy tuck. So they need major surgery. And imagine if you lost fat in your arms. And there you can't really do a great surgery because you have a huge scar along your arms. And what about the thighs and so forth? So this looks very, very unattractive. And people at that point say, I can't do anything. They get a little depressed with that. So even though they lost a lot of weight and it felt good in the beginning, they start to get really depressed about so much excess skin. So with the ACG program, the type of fat that you lose is the deep fat. So things just kind of come down and conform. The skin conforms with what you've lost. So you don't develop that excess skin. Now, if you had to lose 8 inches or so, yeah, you'll have some loose skin, especially if you had to have the skin grow with your body, but you did not have the excess skin as a gastric bypass. So that's very, very important to know, especially for people who have a lot of weight to lose. So, you know, 10 pounds, no big deal, but when you have to lose 50 pounds, and in our clinic, the average is 40, 50 pounds, which means that there's going to be a lot of excess skin. This does not happen. The other thing also to make a point is that the fat that you lose is really around the stomach, around the hips, for instance, but you do not lose it in the breast to a large degree at least, or you do not lose it in the face. And this is a very important point because when you start to lose a lot of fat in your face, you start to look older. And a lot of volume loss makes you look older. This is not what you want when you want to lose weight. You want to preserve the face. And some people who lose it in the face and on ACG, it's very little. It's still well maintained. You don't look like you're all hollow and
gaunt.
So you don't lose that. And so this is very, very important for looking and staying young, which is what we're all about in our clinic as well. So that's a very important concept to remember. We're coming to a break now, so please stay tuned. We'll have more thoughts. You're listening to the Health and Beauty for Life show. Thank you.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas
related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcasts each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to johntang@resuvemedical.com. That's J-O-H-N, Tang, at R-E-J-U-V-E-Medical.com. Now, back to this week's show. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Health and Beauty for Life show. And today, Dr. Tang and I are talking about the HCG diet. Now, Dr. Tang, as you were talking about the diet, I have a couple thoughts that came to my mind that some of our patients have asked us ourselves or even mentioned that what they appreciate about the diet. And one of them I wanted to say is some patients actually feel great. And I stress that word great because they come in and they say, I feel fabulous on this diet. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit why they feel so great on this diet?
Yeah, there's actually a few points there, and that's a great question. And this is very surprising to patients. If you think about it, if you go on a 500-calorie diet normally, would you feel great? And the answer is no, you wouldn't feel this way. And so it has everything to do with the ACG itself. So the ACG is what is making you feel great. Now, a lot of people will assume that because they're losing weight, that's the reason why that you would feel great. The answer is no. When you lose weight, you might feel a little bit better, but that's not the reason at all. The ACG itself has a property, and basically this property is because it has a chemical structure very close to another hormone in your body. And this hormone is called luteinizing hormone. And luteinizing hormone is found in both men and women. So what happens is that when it is introduced in your system, the ACG, it actually performs like this hormone. And it actually starts to stimulate more of either progesterone, estrogen for women or testosterone for men. And so what happens is when you bolster up these levels, and a lot of the people who come to us are either in perimenopause or, you know, reaching that or in menopause. So what happens is you bolster up the levels of progesterone, estrogen, or testosterone, and those people need to have a higher level. So when they see this higher level, they feel better. And this is the reason why patients will feel better. And in fact, women who are experiencing menopause, having hot flashes, almost all of them will say that my hot flashes are either better or gone when I'm on the ACG itself. That's because of the bolstering up of these hormone levels. And so that's really one of the, I think, the true miracles about the ACG is if you think about it, you're taking this hormone, you're losing a ton of weight, you're feeling good while you're losing it, and you're able to actually maintain it and recalibrate your set point. So for future reference, so your body is has changed. This is something that I have not seen any other, let's say, diet program able to do, is to give you kind of all those three things. Now, with that, of course, you still have to work at it. So this is not something that's just you take this injection and everything works out. No, like Algernon has said, it is a tough diet. It's a diet that you have to follow. You have to be motivated to do it. And I think that we always tell our patients that you have to kind of set yourself for the most optimal possibility of success. And so you do not want to have a lot of social events, in my opinion, to be during this process, because when you have these social events, people are eating from you and you can't eat those foods. When you're going out to eat a lot or on business trips, not a very good thing, because, you know, these foods have to be weighed, they can't be fried, and they're very restricted. So a lot of things that you normally eat are not on the actual diet. So it is very restrictive in that sense. So, you know, you do have to sacrifice, I would say, for the time being. Now, we do a 3-week program, a 6-week program. So, you know, you have to sacrifice for 3 to 6 weeks. So, it's definitely something that you have to really, be motivated. But like I said, the windfall, the rewards are great.
And most of the patients who, most of the patients tell us if they can get through the first week, then it's okay. Another thing I wanted to, wanted you to address, Dr. Tang, is, you know, how many cycles can patients do? Cause you did mention that, it's not a program for you to be on for the rest of your life. And, you know, the patients do feel great. It's so successful. How many cycles do you recommend patients to have?
Ultimately, it depends on how much weight they want to lose. So obviously, if they only have 10, 20 pounds, that they're most likely are going to be doing only a one cycle, which is 3 or 6 weeks. But for some patients, 50 pounds, 100 pounds. So that basically suggests that you have to do multiple cycles. In our clinic, I think half the patients end up doing 2 cycles. There are definitely people who do 3 and some who do 4. So it is possible to do many cycles. Now, many patients will always ask, well, can I just continue? I lost 25 pounds. Can I just continue on doing it and lose more and more weight? And the answer is no. What we found, and it's also been reported, is that your body over a period of time can develop a resistance to the ACG. And so when you develop a resistance to it, it starts to lose its power. And so you don't want that to happen, because long-term wise, you won't have it work in the long term. So we break it up. And so the most you can do is 6 weeks. And then we do a 6-week maintenance program. And after the 6 weeks, you can repeat it again. So you can do this multiple times. So now the more cycles that you do, we tend to actually wait longer and longer between periods of time to really lessen the chance of you getting the resistance. So maybe before the third cycle, you might wait 2 months instead of 6 weeks. Maybe towards the fourth cycle, you wait 3 months. So this is what we do to try to minimize that.
And in our clinic, we, during that phase, we encourage patients to come in, have vitamin supplements. We try to guide them through this 2-month period, waiting period, so they don't gain weight back, to have the support. Because a lot of patients actually with weight loss, it's a very sensitive, very, very sensitive issue. And a lot of patients need a lot of support. So if you're looking for a place to do HCG, really go into their clinic and find out what kind of support they have, so it can be a successful program for you.
Yeah, yes, I would definitely reiterate that. You know, I believe that the people who go under a physician who is supervised have the best results. Definitely, I know there's a lot of people out there who try to do it themselves, which that they can, but the success rate is not as good, and it could have these nuances where you could struggle and so forth, and you don't have any troubleshooting that can help you. So a lot of people have medical issues, and they have to be supervised. So for sure, those people with medical issues need to be supervised to have this done.
Yes.
So any final closing thoughts on ACG itself, Alexandra?
Well, I did want to mention really quick that having done it myself, it is tough. But, you know, the diet, what I really liked, is, as you mentioned in our program, that it does get rid of fat that you is really hard to get rid of. Like for women, and I had many patients tell me this, and that's the back fat for women and flank fat for women. like, it doesn't matter how many, if I run 45 minutes on the treadmill or women run and run in that, they never lose that back fat or that flank fat. But with HCG, it's quite incredible how slimming that stubborn fat it becomes.
And really, on average, I would say that, you know, for women doing a six-week cycle, it's very common to lose 2 or 3 inches. And that would include the bra fat, the flank fat, and the stomach fat all combined.
Right.
And that's really remarkable. Okay. So we're actually coming to a close. So next week, we're actually going to a conference. And so we're going to have one of our shows over again, and it'll be on the nitric oxide. At this conference, we learn so much, and we often will bring in new ideas, new services, new products as well. So we'll be very happy to share it with you. Also, you know, we are very excited to announce that we are going to be continuing the show. It was a pilot program, and so our feedback has been tremendous for us. And so we were asked to continue with our show, so we're very happy to do so. Thank you so much for your support. And so next week will be nitric oxide. The following week on the 19th, you know, I haven't decided on the topic itself. One of the topics will be mesotherapy, which is a way to target the fat. I might have some other thoughts on ECG as well. So it might be what I consider tips to lessen your fat. So on the 19th, we'll be visiting that topic. So thank you so much again for joining us. We're so happy to have you with us and on board. And we'll be coming back live on the 19th. Thank you so much. And as always, remember, go out and live your life. Don't let life leave you.
Thanks again for joining us this week. Health and Beauty for Life is heard live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Live younger this week. It's a beautiful-